HarperCollins presents I Hate Men by Pauline Armange, read by Emily Lucienne. One day, I wrote on my blog that I was fed up of men's apathy and general lack of interest when it comes to women's rights. Almost immediately, an anonymous lurker left a comment. Maybe you should ask yourself why men don't want to talk about it. A few possibilities. The aggressive, hate-filled, even attitude of feminists towards any man who doesn't say, I'm ashamed to be a man, down with men. The day you accept the relationship between men and women for what it is, then we'll listen to you. In the meantime, you're just going to be dismissed as sex-starved shrews and you'll keep doing a disservice to your cause. With these words, this delightful gentleman was making a barely veiled accusation of misandry against me. Now, I'm far from the only woman charged with man-hating. Plenty of feminists and lesbians are repeatedly accused of such an affront. As though challenging male power, or simply not being attracted to men, constitutes nothing more than hatred. The accusation of misandry is a mechanism for silencing women, a way of silencing the anger, sometimes violent but always legitimate, of the oppressed, standing up to their oppressors. Taking offence at misandry, claiming it's merely a form of sexism like any other, and no less unacceptable, as if sexism were genuinely reviled, is a bad faith way of sweeping under the carpet the mechanisms that make sexist oppression a systematic phenomenon buoyed throughout history by culture and authority. It's to allege that a woman who hates men is as dangerous as a man who hates women, and that there's no rational justification for what she feels, be it dislike, distrust, or disdain. Because, obviously, no man has ever hurt a woman in the whole course of human history, or rather, no men have ever hurt any women. As a result of the way it's been misunderstood or misconstrued, there's a tendency in feminist movements to argue that misandry as a concept doesn't actually exist. In a way, of course, this is true, because there is no coordinated, structured system for denigrating or coercing men. And because even when we do sometimes put all our messieurs in one basket, it's more to laugh at them. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, if you know what I mean. Honestly, we're very nice underneath it all. But what if misandry were necessary, healthy even? I get why women reject it. It's unnerving to be accused of being a horrid extremist who hates men. Thousands of women were burned at the stake for less. But you know what? I'm going to have a go. I'll admit it. I hate men. All of them, really? Yes. The whole lot of them. By default, I have very little respect for any of them. Which is funny, actually, because ostensibly I don't have any legitimacy when it comes to hating men. I chose to marry one, after all, and I have to admit that I'm still very fond of him. Footnote: my choice can't be taken entirely out of context, however. As a bisexual woman, I have no idea what my life might have been like if I hadn't been confronted early on by homophobia, both among the people that I knew and in wider society. That doesn't, however, stop me from wondering why men are as they are. They're violent, selfish, lazy, and cowardly. It doesn't stop me wondering why we women are supposed graciously to accept their flaws. What am I saying? I mean, their deficiencies, even though men beat, rape, and murder us. Boys will be boys. Girls, on the other hand, will become women, and will learn to make their peace with this, because there's no way to escape the narrow vision of our destiny as refracted through the crystal ball of the patriarchy. Come on, we're perfectly capable of putting up with their little idiosyncrasies. In any case, we don't have a choice. What kind of women are we when we avoid the male gaze? Take your choice. Sex-starved, dyke, or hysteric. Apart from the fact that it undermines our cause, it appears that misandry is also very difficult for men to deal with. An intolerable brutality that adds up to the shocking outrage of precisely zero deaths and zero casualties. Apparently, what with all this feminist bullshit, hashtag me too, and the rest of that crap, it's very hard to be a man nowadays. They don't know how to flirt anymore, how to get in a lift with their female colleagues, how to crack a joke. What do they still have the right to do?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?